Hello, friends, and welcome to Everyday Truth with Kurt Skelly. We're here to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day, and we're glad you joined us here for the conversation. We're studying the book of Romans and learning how the power of the gospel impacts every part of our lives. Now, let's join Kurt for today's episode.
Hey, friends, greeting from the Western Wall Plaza here in Jerusalem. What an amazing place for me to stand for today's podcast. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. We've been in Romans 9 for all of these weeks, talking about Paul's heart for his people, his burden for them to be saved, the history of God's covenant with Abraham, how it all culminates in faith in Jesus Christ. And then chapter 10, just last episode, we talked about my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. And my friends, look where I'm standing. Look at this. I am standing in a place, and I'm going to try to show this to you. Let me see if I can get this turned around. Hang on a second. This is the part I'm really not good at. But look where I am, my friends. I am standing at the Western Wall. I've been here all day. You'll notice at the very top of the Western Wall is the Al-Aqsa Mosque. You see that gray dome? That's a Islamic mosque on the top of the Temple Mount. All the way over, you can't see it, but beyond that building on the Temple Mount is what's called the Dome of the Rock. It's where the temple used to stand. And that's why the Jewish people come to this Western Wall. It's not the Western Wall of the temple, but it's the Western Wall of the retaining wall during the time of Christ. And this is as far as they can come, an Orthodox Jew, without risking defiling himself by walking on where the temple might have been. They come as close as they can here to pray for Messiah to come, to pray for the temple to be rebuilt. There's a men's side to the left. Then you see these umbrellas here. And then there's a woman's side to the right. People come from all around the world. Remember, God said that his temple would be a place for all people to come and pray, a house of prayer. Even Jesus said that. And today it's, hey guys,
hi.
There's some lovely ladies defending their country. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yep. And this is the men's side here. And then the ladies' side right here. And this is the wooden platform to enter the Temple Mount for everyone that's non-Muslim. If you're Muslim, you can enter from any number of places around a huge Temple Mount area, which is 35 acres of ground on the top. But if you're non-Muslim, you can only enter through here at certain times. We couldn't go this week because it's Ramadan and they've closed the Temple Mount to non-Muslims, but it's an amazing sight. Back to what I was saying in Romans 10, this is the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall. Notice, and there are not many today, but notice how many people are praying at the wall, praying. And yet I have to say this, they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Then that very next verse, for Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man that doeth those things shall live by them. He was quoting the book of Leviticus and saying, listen, if you want to try to be righteous by fulfilling the law, then you're going to have to complete the whole law. And if you offend in even one point, this is what James taught us in James chapter 2, then you're guilty. You're guilty of breaking the law. And so the law is not a means of salvation. As much as they value the law, as much as they value Moses, it was never intended to be anything other than a schoolmaster to lead us to Christ. Now look at the next verse. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses, that's the lawgiver. That's the one they put their faith and trust in. Describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring down Christ from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy heart and in thy mouth. That is the word of faith which we preach, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I hope I said that right. I don't have my Bible with me, so I was just quoting it. But what was the Apostle Paul talking about there? Well, remember Deuteronomy chapter 30, the very end of Moses' messages to that second generation of people going into the promised land. He told them, he was quoting Deuteronomy 30, where Moses said, God one day is going to give his people the knowledge of the Messiah. Their eyes will be opened. He says they will be circumcised in their heart. That's the term I was looking for. And they will believe on him. And then Moses says, and that choice is your choice. By faith, you can choose good or evil. You can choose life or death. And then Moses says to them, and the word is not far from you. This is not impossible for you to choose. It's not in heaven that you have to go find it. It's not across the ocean that you have to go get it. It's right there. It's right in front of you. You can choose. And that's what Paul is saying to his people in Romans chapter 10. The word, it's, you don't have to go to heaven to find it. You don't have to descend into the deep to find it. No, Christ came down from heaven with that word. He is the word. He went down to hell in the sense of he went and rescued us by paying the pain and penalty of sin for us. There's no need for you to go anywhere or do anything. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Remember how Romans 9 ended? It ended with, put your faith and trust. The reason why the Gentiles are in as Abraham's seed is because of their faith in what God has said. And their faith in whom God has sent. The reason why these Jews are not in, even though they call themselves Israel, is because they have not put faith in what God said, the coming seed, the promised Savior, Jesus Christ. So what Moses said is completely consistent with, because it's a prophecy of what Jesus said and who Jesus is. And so can you see the heart of Paul? I mean, can you come here to Israel, even if you just come by way of this video? And in closing today, can you look at these people that are standing again at this wall and see their heart for the law, their heart for Moses, their heart for God, their zeal, but uninformed, misinformed, ignorant of God's own righteousness? And then to see these lovely young ladies that are serving the Israeli army, and these that are lost and without God until they meet Jesus Christ. And then not to forget God's love even for our Muslim friends who are worshiping up on that Temple Mount, who are celebrating Ramadan, who are putting their faith and trust in a religion that is completely wrong and antagonistic to what the Bible teaches, and the great need of every one of them and every one of them is Jesus Christ. So I would ask that you would take a moment today in your own private prayer time, pray for these people. Pray that the blinders would be lifted. Pray that the prayer of the Apostle Paul would be answered, and that many would come to faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Ironically, today, I was able to speak to two dear people who gave me a great testimony of salvation. One, Jewish, who has become a follower of Jesus Christ. And one, amazing testimony, remind me to tell you about it, a man who was Muslim, whom God saved in a glorious way. So the gospel still works. It's powerful, as Paul told us at the very beginning of the book of Romans. And here in Romans 10, what a fitting place to be to talk about verses that really mean something strong for the people standing right behind me. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If you enjoy Everyday Truth, take a moment to subscribe or share the podcast with a friend. Until next time, God bless.